Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The center fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hal Lee. Batting seventh. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Les Malin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Flint Rem. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Flint Rem. And now, play ball. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Moore steals second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball four. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Davis moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Davis moves to third. Bartel moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. Davis scores. Bartel moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. English moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jack Burley now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney has English trapped. There's the throw to Davis and back to Whitney, who tags English for the out. Kyler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee moves to second. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Jack Burley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burley hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hurst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. English takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler bunts towards the mound. Burley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burley. Herman scores. English moves to third. Kyler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a fly ball towards left field. Lee makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Lee. English scores. Kyler moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0-for-1 in the game. Malin hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush bunts towards first. Hurst scoops it up and throws to first, with Malin covering, for the out. Hartnett moves to third. Gerges moves to second. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies won. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Burley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burley is 0 for 1 in the game. Burley hits a pop-up towards short. Gurgis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kyler moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moore bunts towards the mound. Burley fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kline hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Lee reaches second base with a double. Hurst moves to third. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurgis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gurgis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Herman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kline. Herman reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mallon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyze Dudley pinch hits for Jack Burley. Clyze Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dudley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Bartel moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Pat Malone now pitching. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Hurst reaches second base with a double. Bartel scores. Kline moves to third. It's 6-4, Cubs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kline scores. Hurst moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitney takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hurst scores. Whitney moves to third. It's Cubs, 6, Phillies, 6. Charlie Root now pitching. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitney scores. 2 outs. It's 7-6, Phillies. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mallon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyze Dudley now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Snipe Hansen now pitching. Frank Demery pinch hits for Johnny Moore. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kyler scores. 1 out. It's Cubs, 7, Phillies, 7. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Ray Bench now pitching. Marv Guttet pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Marv Guttet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guttet hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Guttet reaches second base with a double. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to third. It's 8-7, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Guttet scores. It's 10-7, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Root moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. English strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Hack now playing third base. Woody English now playing shortstop. Frank Demery now playing right field. Fred Brickell pinch hits for Ray-Ban. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Klein moves to third. It's 10-8, Cubs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein scores. Hurst moves to second. It's 10-9, Cubs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Elliott now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 9. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Davis reaches second base with a double. Eddie Delker pinch runs for Spud Davis. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0-for-4 in the game. Malin bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Delker moves to third. One out. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Hal Elliott. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a fly ball towards left. Stevenson catches it and throws to home to double up Delker. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Philadelphia Phillies, 9. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.